listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We have Chuck Harper with the Cross Nations Ministry in studio with us now after meeting with Gregory D. Hull, the Honorable Mayor of Rio Rancho, and you guys had a nice conversation with him. I have to introduce your silent partner over here, Cindy, as well, Chuck.
Well, she is way better looking than me. I wish it wasn't radio or you would all agree. And, yeah, she's my favorite wife, my only wife, and we've been married for, I forget how long, but it's been a while, maybe 30 years coming up.
Hey, I don't think you have to remember how long you've been married, but that anniversary date, my friend.
That I'll not forget.
That's the difference between the couch and being able to get a good night's sleep. That's right.
Well,
tell us a little bit about Across Nations Ministries. You guys are doing a whole bunch of things, particularly in Native American communities.
Well, Across Nations is one of the most exciting things I think is going in Native America. You know, we really believe that Native America has been the object of missions for so long and been mission two. And we want to turn the table and see Native America become one of the mightiest mission forces the world has ever seen. And that's, we just changed our name about a year ago, and it was Western Indian Ministries. Cindy and I were working with Christ for Native Youth here in Albuquerque for a number of years and went back. The Lord called us back to Window Rock, and we just said it's time to mobilize this mission force and get Native America on the job and stop just being a place where people come and run VBSs to becoming a mission force around the world. And it's just been a remarkable ride. We've been there for almost 10 years now. And it's just been so good to see how the Lord has been working and mobilizing Native people to make a difference. And we've seen that happen in so many ways.
So, and you're not just going in and saying, okay, there's this guy named Jesus we want to tell you about. A lot of the Native communities know about Jesus. Now you're taking Native Americans and have them doing ministry.
Absolutely. You know, Native America has heard the wrong story of Jesus for too long. And so I think one of our good old friends wrote a book, 400 Years of Bad Haircuts. That was how missions was done to Native America before. And we really believe that Native America can and must be the ones telling the story. You know, they've had the story now for a long time. Lives have been transformed. Churches have been raised up. And it's time to stop thinking about Native America being that mission field, but becoming the mission force. And we've really seen that happen. And, you know, it's not happening like it can be yet, but we see how God can use that potential in the long term. And he's just rising up some young people. And we've seen that happen just through, in recent years, through hurricane relief, mobilizing the Navajo Nation Christian Response Team. Native American students going to South Texas and Louisiana and doing mop-up work. This past few months, you know, we've had the Native American Christian Response Team rise up and been taking food boxes all across the reservation. They're doing the work. You know, Calvary Church here has been one of the people that's been supplying the needs. We had Samaritan's Purse with us, their hospital crew from the Franklin Graham Crusade, and Billy Graham Crusade's been out there with us. You know, they've done the hospital ministry up in Shiprock here, and we'll be moving out this week. We're so disappointed, but we're seeing Native people step up and filling those positions to where it's no longer the church where you go to church. It's the church becoming the church, and that's really exciting to see.
I've been very excited to see some things happening because of what you just discussed. Yes. On the nation with churches. And we all know that churches don't typically play well together. Well, in Albuquerque, and I'm just going to say, praise the leadership. Well, praise God, because the leadership is listening to him. Sagebrush Church, Calvary Church, Citizen Church came together with Convoy of Hope.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they delivered a bunch of food up to the Rehoboth Mission, mm-hmm. which is the warehouse that Samaritan's Purse put together. Mm-hmm. So here you have a lot of really big, you know, Christian ministries. I understand now that I just had a nice on-air interview with the people from the Jewish Community Center in Albuquerque. They're joining the fight and raising, you know, putting together food and everything else. What's really neat to hear is that the Native American community is ministering and serving each other. I can testify about one other thing. I had a nice interview with a gentleman named Landall Benali, who's the pastor of Calvary Tolokai, just outside of Gallup. And Landall came here to Calvary Church and went to the Calvary School of Ministry and graduated and then immediately knew God wanted him back on the nation. So Across Nations Ministries has a school. You have broadcasting. You're building a new radio station, which we're going to talk about a little bit. You're actually planting churches, youth stuff, bookstore. Tell us a little bit more about all that.
Well, it's just a remarkable thing, and sometimes I'm surprised when I come home at night saying, wow, I didn't know we were doing that. And God is, you know, God is really raising up an incredible a ministry there. You know, we have six ministries that we say we own, we run on a regular basis. One's the radio ministry. We have a community outreach. We have church development, Christ for Native Youth, and Hilltop Christian School. So there's a number of things that we're doing, but it's just been a remarkable ride to see how those have come to place. Then there's ministries we endorse, the Navajo Christian Response Team. They're actually the ones that put that whole thing together at Rehoboth. And it was the Navajo churches being challenged by our new Navajo Nation president, vice president. They're both Christians and meet. We know we meet every Monday morning for prayer and devotions. And it's just so powerful to hear their testimony and getting their prayer requests and seeing them pray that God would use the Navajo people to overcome some of these, you know, baggage things that have held them back in the past. And so yes, we're involved, but we don't like to say we're an organization. We're just part of God's family working together as we should. And we have seen the church really come together and work together in an amazing way.
You know, in our first segment today, we talked with Mayor Hull, Gregory D. Hull of Rio Rancho, the mayor of Rio Rancho, and I asked him about his faith and how that leads him in his leadership. And politics is an interesting thing because sometimes people say, oh, well, those Christians.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to watch them. Well, we had a chance to talk with Fofilia Nez, and she said kind of the same thing Greg Hull did. Look, our faith enables us to care for people no matter what their faith position is, because we're here to serve them and love them. And you're doing the same thing. You're not going out and loving on people that believe as you do. You're taking care of everybody.
That's what the Word of God tells us to do. You know, just not just serve the, you know, comfort the comfortable, but to go out and serve those who really need it and those that are needing loved on. And
tell me one of your favorite stories about some things that have happened recently that you are excited about.
Well, I don't think we have enough time for all the stories that come to mind, but there are a lot of really neat things happening. I think just one that comes to mind really quickly, as we were organizing this food distribution program, one of the gentlemen who's been calling around to get food deliveries to come to us, and before Samaritan's Purse was even part of this whole thing, a lady called in and she was just, you know, heartbroken and full of worry and anxiety about COVID-19, how it's impacting the Navajo Nation, because it was one of the hottest spots in the whole country. And as she shared with our person who's ordering food, she gave her life to Christ and just was, you know, full of joy and realizing that there really is hope, and it's not just about getting food where we'll eat and tomorrow we'll be hungry, or getting a drink of water and tomorrow we'll be thirsty. But it's that living water that John talks about in chapter 4, where Jesus says, I'll give you water to drink that you'll never thirst for again. And so as we see people come to Christ just because they're hungry and desperate for some food, living in these very remote, you know, dry conditions out there, and they call in and just hear the good news. Another story it reminded me of right there, we started a new radio program on our radio stations there. We call it Precious Memories. So every Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock, people can call in, request a song for somebody my grandmother's favorite song was No Dark Valley or whatever it is, you know, in Navajo language usually. And they just get to share stories of people that they've lost recently. And, just is so meaningful when you hear them call in and just say, I remember Pastor Harold Noble. He taught me so much, and we're really going to miss him now that we've lost another pastor to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So story after story of how God is working, and it's just neat to see how, you know, God's turning some of these horrible things that have happened through COVID-19 into good.
We have Chuck Harper. He's the general director of Across Nations Ministries. We're going to be back to talk a little bit about a new radio station building that they're building with the help of at least one church I know of, and we'll ask about ways maybe our listeners can come alongside you. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Ready to radically upgrade your prayer life? You have come to the right place if you are ready for dangerous prayers.
These are not easy prayers. These are not safe prayers. These are not benign prayers. We're calling them dangerous prayers, but they're dangerous in a good way. Most people I know in this part of the world, most people's prayers are way too safe.
That's Craig Rochelle from his book, Dangerous Prayers. And this is our summer resource offer. Get it if you are ready to get out of your comfort zone.
What I want to do is I want to arm you with some prayers that are not safe to pray. When you pray these prayers, you're really asking God to do something that will often take you out of your comfort zone.
Unlock your prayer potential with Craig Rochelle's book, Dangerous Prayers. It's our gift to you when you give $35 or more today to help keep this ministry on the air. Request your copy when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer, or you can call 800-922-1888.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT.
New Mexico, we love it. But it's no secret our state is left behind in some very vital social issues. Child hunger, single parents, and abortion, to name a few. The people of God can and must take action. That's what Mission New Mexico is all about at KNKT and Star 88. This month, featuring Lando Benally of Calvary Chapel Tolokai on the Navajo Nation.
It's very encouraging when you pull up at a house and these elders or these kids come running out to you, and just to see the joy in their eyes to receive the food, it's really uplifting, and it encourages you because you're doing it for a purpose.
That's Lando Benally of Calvary Chapel Tolokai on the Navajo Nation. This month's Mission New Mexico: loving our neighbors in practical and productive ways is Christianity 101. At KNKT and Star 88, we are a megaphone for New Mexico needs as we provide a clear call to action. Find out more about supporting the work of Calvary Chapel Tolokai by clicking the Mission New Mexico tab at knkt.com or star88.fm.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Hope everybody's having a week that's starting off wonderfully. Not as hot today. Did you guys notice that?
Absolutely.
We are in studio with Chuck and Cindy Harper. They're with Across Nations Ministries, all kinds of great projects. It's a ministry really to Native Americans and largely on the Navajo Nation right now.
Yep.
Chuck, I wanted to ask you, you have a radio station as well. And we're excited to hear, you've already told us a little bit about it. You're broadcasting in Navajo. And there's Navajo music?
I didn't mean
to say it that way. Like if there would be a country western song or a Christian song that we would know, has somebody done that in Navajo?
Oh, there's a lot of songs that you would recognize that you'd hear them in Navajo and say, wow, that language is different.
But well, I will tell you that on YouTube, and it was kind of, you know, one of the things that was trending for a little while, there were four Native American boys that were harmonizing in a car, and they were singing, you know, some popular song, and it really sounded cool. It mm-hmm. was really, and I know that that was played over and over and over, so I would imagine that's what you have. But you are building a new radio station. Tell us about that project.
Actually, we have three radio stations.
Ah.
We have an AM and FM in Window Rock, and another another AM station over in Tuba City, which is fairly close to the Grand Canyon. So between our three stations, we can cover almost the entire Navajo, Hopi, and Zuni reservations. And so we've been there for quite a few years, probably coming up on 55, I would guess. And so we've been able to do that. But, you know, we've been in a building for almost those entire years, which is crumbling, falling apart. And we finally said it's time to get out of this building. Cindy's office, sometimes you have to go flip the breaker when she comes in because she has no power. We have a snake that crawls in under the floor between the wall and the floor. And we have snow and birds that come in the top of the wall. And so we said, it's probably time to replace this building. And so we put the word out, and you know, God has brought us so many incredible partners. We believe that that things should be done by the community. And so we like to work with a lot of various people. One of the first partners that God brought to us was this ministry out of Denver called Homes of Living Hope. And we were showing them how our AM studio was kind of built in this field where people from the Long Walk back of the Fino Navajo history, they stopped there in that area where they just had 3 days of cleansing, healing to go on within their group of people walking home. And so this is kind of a historic area. And they were just really touched by that. And they said, you know what? We haven't done a project in the United States before with shipping containers. Could we work with you and build a new studio out of shipping containers? I said, well, that sounds really great. Well, I know Green Jeans here in Albuquerque is one of my favorite places to go have lunch.
Yeah, the developer's Roy Solomon. Yeah. And I'll tell you Roy's heart. I know Roy. Roy's got the heart that he would give you it and pass on any information that he has because he's built commercial buildings with those shipping containers.
That's great. Yeah. Well, Homes of Living Hope has been building clinics, schools overseas for a long time. And so they've said, we want to partner with you. And so they came up with some plans. Now we've found a couple of architects that have helped us along the way. We've got our building plans at CID now. And so they're helping us make a radio station for all three stations and a new video editing multimedia studio in this building. And we're trying to get different people from around the country to help us. One of the containers is being built out in Denver, one here in Albuquerque, one in Window Rock. Was going to be in Phoenix until we decided it's going to be kind of hot in a container down there. So three containers, and then they'll all come together. We'll plug them in, just like I used to play with those Lego toys when we were young. It's going to fit together just like that. And that's going to be our new radio station. And so we were here in Albuquerque yesterday, Rio Rancho, and one of the containers will be placed at Faith Church in Rio Rancho, and they're going to be doing, or the body of Christ here in Albuquerque is invited to help us do that. And we need people that are willing to just come and put the lumber in, cut the windows out, all that kind of thing. And so we were here yesterday sharing with the church and how they're going to be the host, but we're hoping to invite as many people as would like to be part of that to help us build this new radio station media center for the Navajo Nation.
And as we have listeners that want to get involved in this project, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, that's a great question. They can send us an email, text us, call us. My email is chuck.harper@acrossnations.cc. Better yet, you can talk to Cindy. She's our project coordinator. And I think she's ready to say hi. So hi, Cindy.
My email address is real similar, cindy.harper@acrossnations.cc. And if people are interested, Peter Benson, who's been around these parts for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter's helping us to coordinate volunteers. And there'll be 7 or 8 build-out days where we actually recycle one of the shipping containers right here in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho. So that's coming up probably beginning in another week or two.
And that's probably you'd get in touch with Peter through Faith Church.
Sure.
And while we're talking here, I'll look up Faith Church and figure out what their...
You know, there's a lot of other ways. If some people might say, well, I don't know how to build in a shipping container. I'm not a carpenter. But there's a lot of other ways. We're hoping to get some new equipment for our new station. I'm just thinking what I could take out of this studio as we leave here today.
We're snapping pictures.
We were taking pictures. And just we're trying to raise some funds for some new equipment in the studio. We still have about $90,000 worth to raise for our new building. And so we're looking for all kinds of help, not just money, but things people might like to donate. There's a auto paint shop here in Albuquerque that's donating the paint. Another gentleman is giving us all the electric equipment. So it's the body of Christ coming together and giving what they have with their talent, their treasure, their time, and making it all possible. And we're just so blessed because
it's been neat to see God put it all together.
Yeah, a whole army of people is really making this happen.
Well, I love the fact that you are strategically placed so that you can reach the Navajo Nation, the Hopi Nation, and the Zuni Nation, largely the whole thing. And that's no easy task because we're talking about mountains and valleys and deserts and all kinds of obstructions. I mean, we hear from Landel Benally and others that have been on the station talking about the COVID deal, that there are people that are living so remotely that you don't even know where they live. There's no address.
We found out a way to meet the people who need help. And if we go to the pastor's wives in different communities, they know who's hungry in their community. So we distributed about 6,000 food boxes through the pastors on the reservation, through the network of pastors that's been working together, praying together for several years. So,
yeah, I want you to tell us a little bit about those Navajo pastors. Obviously, Native American language is being spoke. You're encouraging them. You're providing resources. We've already mentioned some of the people, some of the churches mobilized in Albuquerque to distribute things. And that's not just the Christian community. There's a lot of people that are sending up food and doing different things. So we want to encourage that to continue. I know that the Jewish Community Center of Albuquerque, when they were on the station here a couple of weeks ago, they said, look, we need people to commit to bringing us items for each of the next 5 weeks. Well, I'm going to say that really needs to continue through the next 10 weeks because COVID's not going away in the next 2 months. We need to keep being persistent and not get COVID fatigue.
Absolutely. Yep. Giving fatigue is so common, and especially this has been going on for all these years. But you mentioned the pastors. There are some incredible people serving out on the Navajo Nation. We've mentioned Landel Benally already. Just a wonderful gentleman. I was at his house last week. And but there's probably, well, we think there's around 500 churches across the reservation. And we say, wow, 500 churches? And, well, if you consider that's the same size, well, I guess we heard yesterday, it's the same size as Belgium or the same size as West Virginia. That's how big the Navajo Reservation is. And if you think 500 churches, and, well, maybe half of those have a pastor. But when you look at the size of the church, the average Navajo church is less than 15 people. And the Navajo pastors, you know, we've been working with Navajo churches for a long time now, 25 years at least. And I know of probably less than five that actually get a paycheck from their church. If they do get paid, it's less than $50 a month. And these pastors are the ones that are getting the food. They're taking it out there. They're buying food themselves and often giving up almost everything they have just to keep the lights on in their church, or buying firewood to keep the church heated, or whatever it is they're doing. So there's some really committed Navajo pastors, Native American pastors across the reservations. And we just want to do everything we can to support them. They're our heroes. The youth leaders, same category. So we're trying to support those youth leaders and pastors in every way we possibly can. Most of them have no training, no formal Bible training. Radio becomes one of the vital links, and we had so many pastors even tell us, we learned everything we know from listening to your radio station. J. Vernon McGee, John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, you know, those are all guys we've grown up with, and that's how we learned our theology. And so the radio ministry, you know, we can take food boxes out there, we get it to people in these remote areas, but we can be there every day, 24/7 with the radio station. And it's just been an incredible ministry.
Chuck and Cindy Harper, we went through it pretty quickly with Across Nations Ministry. We will be posting this on abqconnect.online and our Facebook page. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Privilege.
So much.
Such a.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.